Hey everybody, welcome back to a brand new episode of Poppin' Off about pop culture. I'm your host, Maggie.
That's me, Steven.
So, just to start off, congratulations to Justin Bieber and Hailey Bieber who are pregnant. No wonder she skipped the Met Gala. Everyone was like, "Where is Hailey Bieber?" Well, they were in Hawaii renewing their vows and announcing their pregnancy. Even though I'm like not it, I have never been a fan of Justin Bieber, probably never will be. I love a good celebrity baby announcement. I just think they're always like so beautiful and so elegant and so thought out. And it's just like so whimsical looking, like specifically this one. She's like in like a fully laced dress. I don't know. And they're like obviously got the Hawaiian background. It looks great. Love that for them. And you know what? Sorry, go ahead.
I just love the fact that I can just say Baby Bieber. We got Baby Bieber. That's all I care about.
True. This is also coming on the heels of all of these rumors about them separating. They're not in a good place. Justin Bieber is suffering, so it has so in turn, like their marriage is suffering, and like there's just like I don't know if you remember, but maybe like a month ago now, I think it was it Hailey Bieber's dad, Stephen C. Baldwin? Was his name Stephen Baldwin?
I think her dad's Steven.
Yeah, whatever. It was someone on the Baldwin side that was like, "Please pray for Hailey and Justin. Like they really need prayers at this time." And people were like, "What the fuck is going on? Like, if you're asking for prayers, there's obviously something wrong." But I don't know. I guess all is well, considering that they just renewed their vows
Well,
and they're pregnant.
true. Yeah, the renewing their vows is a good sign. The pregnancy. Plenty of people have tried to fix a relationship with a pregnancy, and it never works.
That is also true. But you know what? At least for the time being, they're in a good place.
For sure. And I wish them well. I do not wish them ill.
No,
These
not at all.
people, I genuinely think they're going to be together like forever.
Whether they like it or not, they will be because they're both such strong-headed Christians that I think like even thinking about divorce is like an like the ultimate sin to them.
Yeah, you're reading my mind.
So they will be together forever. All right, let's get into the Met Gala. First of all, I want to talk about this Katy Perry AI picture real quick. Did you fall for it?
Okay. So there were two AI pictures. The one with her in the full gown, I thought it was real.
Yeah.
Did you
And
see
why
the
was it
other
like a
one?
I
It
think
almost looked
so.
like a battle armor kind of thing.
Okay.
That one looked off to me. So I was like, okay, I don't know what that is. But oh my God, why did that look so real?
And why was it the best look of the night?
Yikes.
Okay, but in reality, it like really fucking scares me. Like AI scares me in general, but this is so scary that like literally no one, not even Katy Perry's mom, was able to see that it was fake. And AI is
Yeah.
scary, especially with this upcoming presidential election. I'm really, really scared. I just had to get that off my chest.
Yeah. I mean, and like, I remember people like, well, it's not even the same stairs and stuff like that. I was like, okay, but like, we're just looking through Met Gala looks. Like, nobody's looking that closely at the surroundings. Like, it
Right.
looks so real.
Yes, as you're like scrolling and looking at all these other pictures of people arriving, and then that just happens to be thrown into the mix. You know, I'm not gonna like stop
Yeah.
and be like, the background doesn't look great. Like, no.
Right. We should have known it was fake because Katy Perry has been allergic to serving in the past couple years. We should have known.
Why? Like specifically at the Met Gala or just like in general?
Oh, no, in general.
Oh, okay. Because I was gonna say I always really like her Met Gala looks.
Even when they're silly, it's like, okay, that's Katy Perry. But I just
Yeah.
mean, no, she hasn't been in the Met Gala in a while. So,
Was she not
I don't
there
think she was
last
at the
year?
last one, right? I don't think so. I just remember her at the camp one, I think.
The camp one and the one where she had like really big angel wings when Rihanna
Yeah.
was the co-chair.
Yeah. So both of those have been like years.
I guess that's true.
I mean,
Okay.
anyway.
Okay.
So, who was your favorite? Or
My
favorites?
favorite was Zendaya's second look. Loved her first look, but the second one, I love that she just fucking walked the carpet again.
Yeah.
Love that. I love the big flower bouquet on her head. I loved her makeup. It was her and Law Roach, like, are just the most dynamic duo in Hollywood, and they just eat the girls up every single time. Every single time without fail.
Yeah, and who was that other girl that La Roche styled?
I don't know.
She was amazing. Okay, I need to look this up. I can't remember her name. She's like some rich like businesswoman.
Is it Jeff Bezos's wife?
No. Well, I guess we'll never know. I can't find her right now.
Oh, okay. Another one of my favorites was Tyla with her sand dress. And oh my God, like not only did she look stunning, but her having to be physically carried up the stairs because she couldn't move is amazing to me. I just thought that was
Commitment.
just so Met Gala, just so out there. And then when she got inside, the designer's name is Olivier Rousteing? Rousteing? I don't know. Or Olivier? I don't know. Whatever. Whatever his name is, he's great. And then when she got inside the Met Gala, he cut off the bottom in like perfect symmetry so she could move. I just loved it. I loved how it molded to her body. She looked great. And her very first Met Gala, like, come on.
I don't think you can ask for better.
No. Who was your fave?
Same as you.
Okay. I kind of
I
figured.
don't really, I just feel like that's kind of like everyone's fave, but it's like for a reason. The
Right.
first look, sickening, but
Oh my
in a good
God,
way.
yeah.
In a good way, obviously. And
Yeah.
then the second look, I just, it was just like the shock factor of it, like walking again. And it's just like, it's, I don't want to say it's more simple than the other one because that's not necessarily true, but it's just like different. It's less like in your face, but I love it. It's
Yeah,
perfect.
it was definitely less avant-garde than the first look, but I just love that big bouquet on her head. I don't know. I used to work at a flower
Yeah.
shop. Did you know that?
May mention a time or two.
I'm trying to look at other pictures here to remember.
Who else? Like in general, you mean?
Yes. Oh, loved Elle Fanning's. Hers looks like it was made of glass or like of ice. That was amazing.
Yeah, Ariana Grande's kind of looked a lot like Elle Fanning's, but not as ornate.
Yeah, hers, like the top of it was made out of pearl. Did you see that?
Elle Fanning or Ariana Grande?
Ariana Grande.
Oh.
I don't know what Elle
Okay.
Fanning's was made out of. I know, but I saw she did an interview with, who was the Vogue correspondent? I don't remember, but she was talking to her and she was like tapping the bodice of it. She was like, yeah, this is all mother of pearl. And I was like,
That's
that is
crazy.
crazy. Let's see, let's see.
You know what I was shocked that I did not see more of? Fairies.
Yeah, I really only like Carol G, like kind of did the fairy thing where she had like the pointy ears on and like
Yeah.
kind of like a crystally dress, but like it still
And
wasn't
then,
even like fairy,
no. The
just very
only thing that was like
played
really
down.
fairy was like Ariana Grande's performance.
Yeah,
I
she's been in
expected
a
more
whole
like that.
concert.
Yeah, which what?
Like,
Sounded great, looks great.
we knew that like someone was gonna perform, but only, I guess, only 10 people knew who it was. And lo and behold, it was Ariana
Well,
Grande.
guess what? When Cynthia Erivo said, "I know who the guest performer is," we all knew it was Ariana Grande.
Yeah, I guess I missed that part, but
Oh, she said like the day before, she's like, "Well, they're like, do you know who the guest performer is?" Because they were probably trying to figure out if it was Ariana. And she was like, "I do." It was like, okay, well, then we know who it is.
okay, yeah, thanks for being so coy about it.
It's like, no offense to her, but like, I don't know if she's like the most like exclusive of celebrities, you know? But obviously, her and Ariana, besties right now.
Duh. Another one of my favorite looks was, I think this person's name is Harris Reed. They kind of look like Saoirse Ronan, to be honest. But I
Yeah,
just,
I thought that was Saoirse Ronan.
okay, thank you. But I guess they're like a fashion designer themselves. So they designed their own look. And I just love anything that is influenced by 18th century art, just like that kind of like aesthetic. Love, love this look. One of my favorites for sure. Oh, also
I gotta mention.
Amelia, what'd you say?
I was just gonna, oh, don't go ahead. Do your thing.
Okay. Sorry. Also, Amelia Gray with like this big kind of bubble dress, and there's like flowers all at the bottom. I saw nobody talking about it, but I really like it. I thought it was very on theme and looked great.
That one I'm kind of like, eh, I don't know. I didn't love it. But it's
I
on
liked
theme,
it.
so points.
Yeah, right. Because, oh, Mindy Kaling. Mindy
Oh my
Kaling.
God, a surf for once.
Yes, Mindy Kaling misses every single Met Gala, but this year she was on it, and she worked with an Indian designer who's like up and coming. There was a whole story about it. Every time I think about Mindy Kaling at the Met Gala, I think about if it was last year or the year before, where Karamo was one of the e-correspondents, and they were like, he was like, it's cute. It's very cute. And I was like, oh my God, he
I remember
hates it. He
that.
hates it. And I think about that
Forgot
all the
about that.
time, but hopefully this look will replace all of that because it just so stunning. I like just like the whole shape of it. Like, how do you do that?
It
I
was
can't get over it.
beautiful. Yeah, she looked gorgeous. I really liked Sarah Jessica Parker's. I mean,
You
people could
did.
say it's like boring or not. But it's like perfect for the theme. She looked
Yeah.
like beautiful. It's perfect for the theme. She always shows up and shows out. She struts her stuff. She serves looks. She's on theme. I thought she looked great. I love that, like, especially because other people didn't really choose to do that, like garden tea party kind of theme. Like, yeah, is it as exciting as the other ones? No, but is it still like this beautiful dress? Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what was like with the rest of the crowd. I was very underwhelmed by it. But that's okay. She
I
was
don't
on
know.
theme. She was on th
I like that better than the ones that just had flowers all pasted over them.
yeah, some of those were, I don't know what was going on with some people.
Like Anna Wintour herself. Like, girl, what?
Anna Wintour was so boring. So boring. I hated it. Okay, let's get into the ones that we didn't like because
Oh, wait,
I.
before I got one more.
Oh, go ahead.
Lana Del Rey was serving face. I just love these like mysterious shots of her in her like shroud.
Yes, it
I'm
looks like she's in
obsessed
a
with it.
mosquito net, though.
Oh, I love it. I fucking love it.
She what? I mean, she did like her makeup. Everyone's makeup looked great. Demi Lovato wasn't a huge fan of her look, but damn, her face card never declines. Oh my God, I just think she's like one of the most stunning people ever.
Absolutely.
Oh, and one last thing. Loved Cardi B's look, but I need her to do something different next time because every single Met Gala look of hers has always been this extravagant train. It's like these form-fitting dresses with a oh my God, with an extravagant train. And I just need something a little bit different from her next time. That's all.
Yeah.
Okay, which ones did we hate? Chris Hemsworth as a co-chair, fuck him. I'll start us off.
I forgot he was in the chair.
Yeah, me too, until I saw his interview and I was like, and this is how you chose to show up in like a champagne colored suit, and that's it. That's it. Fuck you.
Disgusting.
Pissed. Kim Kardashian.
Yeah, honestly,
What?
I it's embarrassing.
Like, if you were a co-chair, you need to show up and you need to show out. Okay. And Zendaya carried the entire committee on her back twice. Actually, third time. She did have three looks altogether. But yeah, come on. Why would Anne, like, what even made Anna Wintour be like, Chris Hemsworth, a fashion icon, let's get him out here? Huh?
I don't know. Is he hot?
I guess, but like, it pissed me off. Kim Kardashian, what happened with that?
So here's the thing. I went back and forth many times between liking it and hating it, and I've landed on hating it.
Well, the cardigan, it looks like one that I got from JCPenney off of the sale
Yeah.
rack. It's like all pilled. It's like faded and gross looking. Like, did you just get this from some homeless person off the streets of New York? Like, what is that? And then I'm also over the bit of her like cinching in her waist more and more every year. Like, we have seen this, okay? You shocked us when you did it during the camp theme. Like, that was a shock value. That was camp, okay. But now it's like, girl, like, you eat one cucumber from your salad inside and you are busting out of your dress.
Yeah, it's crazy to me. Like, I just like I looked at it and it kind of like at first I was like I kind of like the vibe of it minus the cardigan, and then like the more you look at it was more like unsettling than anything. So
Yes.
that's why it's a no for me.
Do you think it was a wardrobe malfunction because she kept holding her right boob and like she was kind of like moving the other shoulder and like working it a little bit, but she didn't really move from that spot.
I think it was just too tight and uncomfortable.
Maybe so. I think if it was a wardrobe malfunction, then she should have just gone with it and walked with her hand over her boob. It would have been 10 times better.
Yeah, hashtag break the internet.
Hello. Exactly. Doja Cat kind of did that. She showed up in like a wet t-shirt, which like, okay. People were saying that it was that she was supposed to look like those marble statues in like gardens and stuff. But if that were true, I needed her makeup to reflect that because her makeup had nothing to do with that.
Like, she simply just was like, oh shit, the Met Gala is today.
Yeah.
What can I do?
And you know what? The look would have worked anywhere else but the Met Gala. At least for this theme.
I think it could have looked, it could, sorry, it could have worked if she went all out with that theme.
Yeah.
There's a world where I see that working, but you can't just put on a wet shirt. That's not it.
No, this is not spring break in Florida. Okay. We're not doing a wet t-shirt contest. This is the Met Gala. Let's get it together. Oh, fuck Ed Sheeran, who looked like Troy Boy, who looked like who? Troy Bolton from High School Musical 3. That's all
Why
I have
was
to
he
say
there?
on him. I don't know. It was his very first Met Gala, and that's how you show up. Get the fuck out of here.
There's like so many, there's like memes of him, like making fun of the way he dresses.
Exactly. So why would you show up
Like,
to the biggest
do
fashion
you know the
event
meme
of
I'm
the
talking
year?
about?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. With the best.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're
Okay.
talking about. Okay, so Barry Keoghan and Sabrina Carpenter were apparently supposed to be giving a nod to being the Mad Hatter and Alice from Alice in Wonderland. But why, like when they stood together, it made sense. But why didn't they walk the carpet together if they were doing a couple's look?
That's a good question.
That's why they're both on my worst dress list, because like, why didn't you walk together?
Yeah, I also I did think they looked good together, but like you're right, separate, like I didn't get that vibe.
No. I like it made no sense. Like, we obviously all know that you're dating, okay? We get it. And like, even at the top of the stairs, they were together. He was kind of like lingering in the background while she was doing interviews. That was kind of weird. But like, at this point, we all know that you're an item. So why not show up to the Met Gala together, especially when you're doing a couples thing? It made no sense to me. Absolutely
Yeah,
zero
that was a little
sense.
silly.
It was
I don't
stupid.
know.
Sydney Sweeney, what did you think of her look?
I hated it.
I didn't hate it, but why did she have the black wig on?
That's why I hated it. The outfit was fine. It wasn't anything
Yeah.
special. It was fine.
Like, it made that little piece didn't make any sense to me. Like, she really truly looked like Billie Eilish. Like, all those memes were true. Yeah. I don't know what was going on there. Also Jennifer Lopez and Bad Bunny were also co-chairs, and I also found their looks very underwhelming. Bad Bunny's like the hat thing was kind of weird to me, and then he was just like kind of holding a bouquet of flowers, and I was like, this just seems like half-assed to me. Jennifer Lopez looked like Jennifer Lopez, ass out, body yada yada, nothing crazy.
Yeah, Bad Bunny. I don't think he was bad, but I wasn't thrilled. I thought it was
It was
just
just
fine.
underwhelming.
It was like
Yeah.
fine. Yeah. But I don't know. I don't expect much from men. Troye
I
Sivan.
expected
What the hell?
But
I'm mad. I'm disgusted.
I'm embarrassed.
Despicable.
Because what the fuck was that? It just, I don't even know what it looked like. Truly. It, no. Big fat
If you've
no.
seen it, you've seen it. If you want to look
Yeah.
it up, look it up. It's pure shit.
I don't even know truly like what to say about that. And then every man again who shows up just wearing like a tux, go home. Well, so I watched the E! News thing the entire time, and Ross Matthews was the correspondent on
The
the
hilarious
carpet.
Ross Matthews.
Yes, the hilarious Ross Matthews. And he was interviewing James Corden, who obviously showed up in just like a black tux with these like little tiny black embroidered flowers on it. And Ross Matthews like kind of got on him. He was like, so like, why just show up in like a black tux? Like, don't you like wanna like go all out? And James Corden's like, no one like wants to see me in like some extravagant outfit, blah blah blah. And Ross Matthews is like, yes we do, that's the point of the Met Gala. And that was pretty much the
Yeah.
end of the interview.
I mean, that's like as nice as you could have put it though. Like I'm not saying you don't even have to go crazy, but like Do a little
No.
something.
Like, please. I don't know. It just. Good for the hilarious Ross Matthews for calling out James Corden,
Yeah, I agree.
though. Any last words about the Met Gala?
Not really. I don't know. I guess I don't really love this. I just think it like lent itself. Well, also, like, here's the thing. The theme and the dress code were kind of separate events, which I feel like fucked the Met Gala.
Yeah, I was just gonna say, like, I loved the theme, but like the overall vibe of the Met Gala was like very weird this year, and I think that was why, because people were like confused on what was what.
Because it's like the Sleeping Beauty reawakening fashion was the theme. And then the dress code was Garden of Time, which is based off of like a novel or something like that, or a
Yeah,
short story, or.
I think it's a short story. Yep.
So it's like, okay, but like, which are we following? And also, like, why is this theme about this short, like, this story? Like, now I have to, I don't know. I gotta read the story now.
Yeah.
I just feel like people were like, okay, here's a flower.
Yeah, that's really what it was. I mean, I love kind of like the flowery, whimsical like theme of it all, like just in general. But I don't know, this Met Gala was weird. It was not one of my favorites. It was really like Zendaya was the one that like really did it for me, which like no shock to anyone, but you know, I gotta have more than just one person that I'm remembering, you know.
Yeah, I agree. It's just like, I don't know. We're not going to be talking about it. It wasn't very exciting. I mean, we saw some good looks, and like, we saw people who were hot. Cool. Janelle Monáe, very hot. Was it on theme? Very slightly.
And she usually kills it.
Yeah, she was on theme, but it was like borderline, you know? But
Yeah.
she still looked really hot.
She did. She really
She might
did.
be hot, like, that's literally like the hottest person of all time, I'm telling you.
You know what? You're not wrong. That woman just like exudes sex appeal.
Yeah.
Love
Anyway,
her.
I don't know why it just made me think of that,
Janelle Monáe is like pretty much always top of mind for you.
this is actually true. Very true.
Okay, let's get into Dua Lipa's album. So it is not getting rave reviews on the internet. I don't know like exactly like what Pitchfork and others are saying, but I just know that the people are not liking it. And I have to say, it's pretty lackluster to me. And I'm really sad about it.
I don't know what to say about this album. So, like, it's not bad,
It's not bad,
but
but it's also like with the singles, I thought this was gonna be like number one album of the year because the singles are great. But
yeah.
everything else is just so like I don't know like what specifically it is, but it just feels really flat.
Yeah, I don't get it either because like you listen to each song individually and you're like, this isn't a bad song. But it
Right.
also like does they don't do it for me. And like you took the words out of my mouth. Like the singles are great. I love them. Like Training Season, I think is one of her best songs. I
Yeah.
think that's a slightly controversial opinion, but whatever. I generally think it's one of her best songs. I think it's perfection. Yeah, I don't know what happened with the other songs. And they're not horrible, just none of them are really that memorable.
That's what it is that like I don't hate any song. I don't even like even really like there's no song that I'm like, oh, like skip either. It's just all so flat to me.
Yeah.
I don't really like the way that the album opens. The ones I do like though are Anything for Love, because that's like one that's not a single that like stands out to me because it's just really dynamic. And Maria, because I think she sounds really, that's like vocally where she shines on that album or on that song or one of the songs.
Yeah. These
But other
walls kind
than
of stick
that,
out to me, but it just sounds
yeah.
like a basic radio pop song.
I know, like it sounds a lot like her first album where it was really flat besides the singles, but it was her first album. So
Yeah.
it's expected almost. But on your third album and like with so much hype around it, it just, I don't know, didn't really do
Yeah,
it for me.
I just think that Future Nostalgia is just amazing, and the
Yeah.
fact that she literally called it Future Nostalgia, and that's like what it's becoming. Like, you know what I mean? It's just like the whole thing was genius. The looks, the choreography, the singles, the everything. It's just like
Yes.
such a perfect pop album that it's like. I don't know. I guess that's what we expected. And it's just like, she's like really half-assing it, it feels like. And I talked to Maggie about this. She dropped her manager and her dad is now her manager and her dad is like, doesn't know anything about it. So that's also why like Dua Lipa is not like really promoting herself and like barely doing like late night shows and all that kind of stuff. It's just kind of like, here's an album.
It's which, like, why did she do that? I didn't know that until you told me. What are we doing? Why don't just give your dad a job? Like, you have enough money to where if your dad was like, hey, I need some help this month, that you could definitely do that. And like, I get it. Like, maybe he doesn't, he just like wants to be involved. Wants to be part of his daughter's life in that way, but like you don't just get the manager role. That's crazy.
It's like she's a grown woman. It's not
Yeah.
like she's like a teenager.
Yeah,
Like a
right.
kid.
We're like, if that happened when she was like just starting out in her career, when she was like 18, 19, that would make sense. But she's still a kid.
Yeah.
But at
You
this
start off
point,
with
what
your
is
parent
she?
as your manager.
Yeah.
But like she's got what? She's like 27,
She gotta be
28.
somewhere around there. Yeah.
So it yeah, I don't really get it. I don't know. And
I
like,
don't
I
know.
feel bad because I love Dua Lipa. I'm not trying to shit talk
Same.
her. It just is like a little lackluster, you know?
Yeah, I know. And like, I feel like really guilty for not liking it that much.
That's
Because
you. That's me.
does, yeah, see, okay. Glad I'm not the only one because, like you said, like
See?
Future Nostalgia was just such an era, such an album. It's honestly one of my favorite albums to ever exist. So that's what I was like. I was like really riding that high going into this album, and then it's just kind of like womp womp.
Yeah, see, Maggie and I will admit if we don't like something that one of our faves does, okay?
Yes. Yeah,
We will,
duh.
and we just did, okay?
Yeah. Okay. So
But also, I don't
moving
think
on.
anybody really hates it either. But Pitchfork gave it a 6.6.
Okay.
I think
That's,
that's pretty fair.
yeah. I was gonna say
You
that's
see that?
fair.
You see the score, and you're like, well, I guess, yeah.
Yeah. 'Cause I was gonna give it like a 7. So, okay. Wow. For once, we're pretty much on the same page as Pitchfork. So, shocker. Okay, still staying in like the music realm, what is going on with Drake and Kendrick Lamar? I am still confused on what they're beefing about. All I know is that these songs are, at least Kendrick Lamar's are like, ooh, shots are being fired. He's calling Drake a, he's alluding to Drake being a pedophile.
Yeah, I mean, basically calling him a pedophile, which is so wild because it's like Drake is basically saying, I don't really know how this beef started, but Drake is basically like, Kendrick is short. And then Kendrick is like, you're a pedophile.
He also called him an absent father.
Yeah. Well, if the shoe fits.
Right. That's been a rumor for a while. Also, the pedophile thing is not just like out of nowhere. Like, people have kind of been like, because he was really buddy buddy with Millie Bobby Brown and Billie Eilish when they were both starting out in their careers at, and they were both minors at the time. So, yeah,
Yeah, and there's
like,
been just a couple like really weird things about him like hanging out with like young people. I don't know. I don't know if he's a pedophile, but you know, it was a good diss.
because it was because like it, but like at the same time, like, what business do you have as like a 30-year-old man hanging out with a 16-year-old girl? None. That's the answer.
Yeah, I mean, it's yeah, just I mean, it makes him like a weirdo and a loser. Doesn't mean he like wants
Yeah.
to have sex with a kid, you know? I guess that's where my point is. I still
Right.
think he's a loser.
Yeah,
So what do we think is what's gonna happen to Kendrick Lamar and Drake in the future? What are their careers gonna look like? Is anything gonna change?
No. I just like with this beef, I'm like, damn, rap is back, okay? Because I like these rap battles back and forth, just dropping song after song after song. I was like, this is kind of like, I don't know, like what they used to do like in the early days of rap, like in like
Yeah.
the early 2000s. Just like blatantly call out people. So I'm kind of glad that we're getting that again. But will anything happen to their careers? I don't think so.
All I know is that Kendrick is winning the rap battle, which is like, who's surprised?
Yes.
But Kendrick Lamar's song is like getting so many streams. I'm just confused because why every song that Drake releases becomes like number one. So where are all these fans at now?
Listening to Kendrick stuff.
I guess. Like, I don't know.
Like most of the songs, though, that like of Drake's that go number one, they're like very catchy. They're very radio friendly, easy to listen to. Where this is just kind of like, it's not that.
This is true.
And Kendrick Lamar has always been known for like that's just like not always his style. His style is always just like, just like what rap is, you know? Like, it's not always meant to be played on the radio. Like,
That's
Kendrick
fair.
Lamar is a rapper. Drake is just like a
A pop
cog in the
star.
capitalism machine. Yeah, pop star. Yeah.
BBL Drake.
Right.
I just BBL Drizzy. I don't really like Drake. So
No, I like
it
old
sounds bad,
Drake.
but like I'm kind of like laughing at his downfall. I just think it's really funny. Because I'm just
I
kind of
don't
sick
think
of him.
this is like actually gonna be a downfall though. Like, I
No,
definitely
no, no,
think
no,
it
no.
like bruised his ego a little bit, but like, don't worry, by next year we'll have another album. He'll be in touring and it'll be a whole thing.
He's released at least one album, I think, every year for the past like 10 years. So, like,
Literally.
even if it's not an album, it's like, here's my mixtape. Here is 10 singles. It's insane. I just the overproduction, it just drives me crazy. I don't like the music. It's not horrible. It's just like it just feels like it's just so bland and uninspired.
Amen to that. All
That's like the
right.
worst thing I think I can say about somebody. Maybe that was more mean than I thought.
I mean, yeah, if you're like talking about an artist and how it's uninspired, maybe, but like it's kind of true. So, sorry. Not really. Okay, are we ready to get into our toast and our roast?
Am ready.
Go ahead.
My toast, or sorry, I forget. We start with roast.
Hello. How many episodes in are we?
Sorry, sorry, sorry. My roast goes to Rolling Stone. They just released an article talking about how they're so grateful for Billie Eilish for saving music, basically because she's making an album that is not long. Okay.
Yeah, it's like the normal length.
It's like a third, it's like a 40-minute album or something like that. They're like, thank God Billie Eilish is saving music because she's making a short album. And I'm just like scratching my head. I'm like, Rolling Stone is supposed to be like the pinnacle of like music. Not like critique, but like they're supposed to be like they're not seen as like the most like reputable in terms of like critiquing music, but they're like the most in like narrating the culture and the shifts of music and like the paradigm around music. You know what I mean? And they've just been so off lately. They're so off.
Yeah,
Like,
well, especially because they were like sucking Taylor Swift's dick, and then they turn around, they're like, oh, thank God we have a shorter album to look forward to.
they called Taylor Swift's last album, gave it 100 out of 100, called it an instant classic, and that had like 30 songs on it. And it's like, whatever, sure, you do that. But then it's like, how are you about to come like a month later and say that Billie Eilish, like, thank God albums are short again? It's like, I just, we're at this point in music critiques where you have to, in not even just music, film, music, politics, everything. Okay, wow, I'm getting cultural here. Where you have to either, like, it's all or nothing. Like, we have to love something or hate it. And, like, that's how I feel like magazine articles have been, like, narrating events. Like, Taylor Swift, 100%. Oh, baby, like, she's never done anything wrong. Or, like, now this, it's like, oh, well, actually, music needs to be this short. It's like, it's not all or nothing. Like, we need to understand that, like, there's so many things that go into it. Like, we want music that is inspired, that is creative, that tells a story, whether that the album could be 2 hours long, but if it's inspired, it's cohesive, it's gripping, that's fine. Like, why does music need, it, albums don't need to be short. They just need to be intentional and good.
Yeah, and good. And that's,
I
the
just,
bar is low.
I just don't understand this. I don't know. I'm just getting really frustrated lately with all this, like, the way criticism in our country is like going, like especially related to like pop culture in this podcast, obviously. It's like we either like we're giving like all our laudations or we're like giving you a zero. It's just like I don't understand. Like a lot of things are somewhere in the middle. Because like even Taylor Swift's album, I remember there was like so many hundreds and there's so many like bombing scores. And like, is it like a 10 out of 100? You know, probably not. Of course, like.
No, it's not. I haven't
You
listened to it, but I can tell you that it's not.
know what I mean? It doesn't make sense to me. Like, I mean, does that balance it out? Sure. But like, why can't, like, why are we, I just feel like stan culture has gotten to this point where we're like, we just like ride or die for something. And so like people who like review as a like career are like scared to like actually say their true opinions. I feel like they just like go with like whatever they think is going to be popular. We broke up and then I didn't realize I was cutting you off.
It's okay. That like that's not like real journalism then, if you're just like just going along like with the crowd. Journalism is speaking the truth, and Rolling Stone hasn't been doing that lately, or it's like hard to tell what the truth is.
Right. And Rolling Stone has opinion articles in which some of these are opinions. But like even in an opinion article, it shouldn't be so like the like so aggressively like one-sided. You know what I
Yeah.
mean?
Yes.
Like you're a professional writer. Let's let's have a more nuanced stance on
I
this.
was yes, I was just gonna say, let's look at the nuances, let's look at the gray areas. Like,
Yeah.
I'm assuming you went to school for this,
Right?
journalists. Yeah. I know what you
Yeah.
mean though.
That's all I got to say. Glad I got that off my chest.
Do you feel lighter?
I do. I hope you do too, because I think I'm going to cause some controversy with my toast.
Oh no.
My toast goes to Mila
For what?
Cabello. Here's the
For
thing.
what?
She's bamboozled me. She's tricked me. She's swindled me into being very interested in what she's doing. This woman
I
is marketing herself.
could not be less interested.
Oh my God, this woman is marketing herself to the gays. Her little, like, with her, like, nails, her little, like, little quips. This, like, new aesthetic. Like, is it copying Charli XCX? Of course. But do I love Charli XCX? Of course. And her little song with Lil Nas X that just came out. You know what? It's good.
Say,
And
is it
like,
good?
I really liked it. And I'm like not embarrassed to say that I love it, I love it, I love it. You know what? I like that song. Well, I don't like all of it, but I kind of like it. Like, am I standing? Absolutely not. This woman is going all out on the marketing. She's got these, like, we have not had, like, I don't want to say we've not had, but pop girlies aren't doing eras like they used to. And this is like, Taylor Swift eras. She didn't invent eras, first of all. And this, she's never had a real era. Anyway, you know what I mean. That's a talk for another time. But I'm talking like Rihanna, Loud, you know, Good Girl Gone Bad. I'm talking Lady Gaga, Fame Monster, Art Pop. Like, these are eras. We have a culture around it, okay? She's doing that. Is it authentic to her? I'm not sure yet. But she's got little trailers. She's the style. I love the album artwork with the sucker. That's good, I'm telling you. Maggie wants to kill me right now. I told you it's gonna be controversial.
I'm just like I said, I could not be less interested. Like, I started watching the trailer for her album, and then I was like, you know what? I don't care. And then I saw her, she posted something like singing along to one of the songs on her album on the way to the Met Gala, and I listened about 10 seconds of that, and I was like, okay, actually don't care. And
Yeah.
I've seen the album cover, the album name CXOXO. I don't know about that one.
I don't know. This e-girl aesthetic, I'm into it. I don't know why, but I am. She's marketing herself to gay culture 100%. She wants to be a fag hag so bad. We all see it. And you know what? The music, not bad. Not bad.
Okay. I really hate I love
Anyway.
it. I think it's really annoying. Maybe I'll listen to the one with Lil Nas X because I love Lil Nas X, but
I don't like the like some of the verses, and I love it. Like, I don't like her, like, when she's like singing, but when she's like, I love it," and like the post chorus, like, I don't know if it's even the bridge. I haven't listened to it enough to say, but like, I don't like some of the like opening verses. Like, I don't know, because I don't love her voice, but I love like the style of the song, and this, I don't know, it's not bad. I don't have that one saved to my phone though. It's like not, I don't love it, but you know.
it's
The Lil
only a
Nas
matter
X
of
one,
time.
I kind of liked it.
Okay.
Anyway,
If you
it's
become
it I
a Camila Cabello fan, I might have to like 5150 you myself.
not KKK Camilla or KK Camilla. listen, I still think she's an obnoxious person. I do. But I don't know. I'm into it. No, I won't be able to like stand her because like She's made a lot of shitty music.
Yeah, like really bad.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, anyways. My roast is to whoever thought that greenlighting this Office spinoff was a good idea. No one wants it. I can tell you no one wants it. No one from the original cast is going to be in the show. It's all like a new generation of people, but like in the same universe. No one wants that. No one wants it even with the original cast.
What? I don't even know what you're talking about. Explain.
Yeah, it was announced that I don't know if it's just going to be like on Peacock, or if it's like going to be actually airing on cable, but like there's an Office spinoff that got greenlit, and it's gonna be revolving around a new set of characters, but like in the same universe as the original Office. But like,
Big
no.
mistake. Huge.
Yeah, no.
That's like 5 years too late. The Office resurgence is over. It's dead. No one
Listen, like
cares.
the Office will always be popular, but like we're like no one wanted a spinoff in the first, like even during the research, no one wanted a spinoff. People were just like, get the cast together for like a reunion. And that was it.
Yeah, not into this.
No, and the Office like really only worked because of like the times it was made in. Like the humor that is on that show that wouldn't really fly today. But it works
Yeah,
because it was of the
yeah.
times.
Yeah, some of it. I just like, I don't know. Humor had just like, humor evolves like every so many years or so. And I don't want to say that The Office is like outdated, but I think if I watch The Office now with a completely fresh brain at the age of 24, I don't think it would hit as hard as when I watched it as a child and teenager. You know?
You mean like if you had never seen it before and you were watching it for the first
Yeah,
time?
yeah.
Oh.
Fresh brain. Never seen it before. We're 24, 25 years old watching The Office. Would I like it? I think so. But I don't know. My humor just like is different now. I just feel like comedy's shifted a little bit. And like you said, like, is some of the jokes like outdated and like would they fly today? Like maybe that's part of it. I just feel like humor slightly shifted. Like The Office itself shifted humor, you know, at that time. But I just think things are a little different now.
Yeah, I don't know. I just like don't want to see like a new generation of actors like trying to be Steve Carell's Michael Scott or like trying to be John Krasinski as Jim and like giving like weird looks to the camera and like doing stuff like I like we've done it. There's 10 seasons, 9 seasons of it. We got it. And it plays on TV all the time. Like, we're good. We're fine.
And like we've already had Parks and Rec, and now we have Abbott Elementary. It's like
Yeah.
we're doing it. We don't need more Office.
So true. Yeah, I didn't even like think of that. But yeah,
Those are
we
basically
already
Office
have the
spin-offs.
mockumentaries. My toast though goes to Madonna, who broke records for having an audience of 1.6 million people at her concert in Rio this past week. That is insane. Like, and I saw this video of what song was everyone singing along to? Like a Prayer, I think. Yeah.
I listened to
Like,
that song about an hour ago.
see, there you go. But just like hearing 1.6 million people sing along to every word and it being in a country where English is not the first language, that is crazy. Like I have my feelings about Madonna, but like I know that she shifted culture. I know, you know, she's an icon, whatever. And like this is nuts. And the fact that Bob the Drag Queen it was her opener, and able to perform in front of that many people as well is also huge. So I'm like blown away. 1.6 million people were there.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat as you. I saw that. And I was like, holy shit, how does that even happen? Like, and I feel the same way about Madonna. I just feel like we're from a different generation, and I just like don't get it in the same way that people who lived through it do. But you know, I love some of those songs, like
Oh, yeah.
amazing, brilliant pop songs. Love what she's done for pop music, for pop culture. And kudos to her. She's kicking ass. Like,
Yeah,
still, this
and
woman puts on great
she's
shows.
60.
She puts on such good shows. She like is just as entertaining as she's ever been. She doesn't slow down. She's still creative. Like, she's constantly like trying to evolve, and she's like never stopped like growing, you know, and shifting.
Yeah, it's because I put it in perspective of like, okay, like the biggest concert I've ever been to was at Ford Field, and that was probably like 50,000 people, and like that's a lot of people, you know, like getting through those crowds and stuff, and just like looking around and like seeing at like the stadium filled with people, and then you multiply that by how much, like that is,
Crazy.
it's crazy, it's crazy. So yeah, I just, and like I said, at 60 years old to still be doing this and in garnering that much of an audience is crazy. Unheard of, actually. So, which is why she broke records, obviously.
Yeah, the fact that she's still as famous as she like has always been, you know, pretty crazy.
All right, y'all. So here's what happened. After my toast, we were going to go into the outro as we normally do, wrap up the episode. But for some reason, Zoom has been telling me, mostly towards the end of us recording our episodes, that I have unstable internet, which doesn't make any sense to me because I have full bars, everything else on my computer is working. But this time, it just like completely kicked me out of the chat. So we didn't get to, well, we tried to do the outro and then it didn't save on my computer. It's just been a whole thing. So I guess I'm just gonna do the outro by myself. So here goes nothing. You guys know where to find us on Instagram at Popping Off About Pop Culture. You can stream us anywhere you listen to podcasts. Give us a like, subscribe, a follow, a 5-star rating, anywhere you can do that. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell a stranger on the street. And if anyone has any idea of why this is happening, please DM me, please comment, do something because I'm sick of it. Yeah, these technical difficulties are really pissing me off. All right. Well, I guess we'll talk to you next week and hopefully this won't happen again. Okay, bye.